You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for sportingnews.com. So check out the site now. We do have the picks up there for all four games in the divisional playoff round. We had our takeaway show yesterday. The takeaways from the teams that advanced to this divisional playoff round, as well as the teams that were eliminated and are going into the 2019 season officially. So you can check that out on our Roundup Monday show. Tuesday, we're going to turn our attention to the two AFC games. And we'll break that down like we typically do on a matchup-focused show on Wednesday. We'll break it down into two shows here, a Tuesday show that we look at the AFC battles, and then tomorrow we'll come back with the NFC battles, and then Thursday we'll take that lineup focus spin, DFS, look at DraftKings and the values and how you want to maybe construct your lineup last week. Hopefully you did well and won last week, but we'll break down the matchups here to get you in general ready for if you're playing in a playoff fantasy football league, how you want to construct your lineups. Hard to know sometimes when you draft who's going to be around the longest, but hopefully you picked some guys here that are off the bye teams that are playing for sure in the divisional round. So we'll break all that down for you and a little bit of a betting spin as well to keep you in the loop there with the spreads, the over-unders, and what we expect from the players in these particular games to help you with those prop bets as well. So let's dive first into some breaking news that we had, and we'll kind of analyze that before we get into the AFC matchups. It's actually an NFC piece of news that the Packers and Aaron Rodgers look like they have a new coach here in Matt LaFleur, the former, soon-to-be former Titans offensive coordinator. Before then, he worked as the Rams offensive coordinator. Then he also had a stint in Atlanta with Kyle Shanahan and in Washington with Mike Shanahan. So Matt LaFleur has been around for a while. He's a young guy, 39 years old. Aaron Rodgers is 35, so not much of an age difference there. But I would say this is an exciting hire because you wanted an offensive mind for Aaron Rodgers. You wanted somebody that's going to adapt his play calling to him. And you look at Matt LaFleur, he's worked with all kinds of quarterbacks. He's had Jared Goff and Matt Ryan there that have worked really well under him and really had some of their best seasons. And then you've had the running quarterbacks in Marcus Mariota and Robert Griffin III. So Aaron Rodgers, you know, is the best of all these guys. He can throw the ball downfield. He can move and run when he needs to. I mean, look at the final big game he had there against the Jets. He had the two rushing touchdowns, the two passing touchdowns. So you're going to get the best out of Aaron Rodgers here, I think. I mean, there's no choice really going forward. You actually saw hints of Aaron Rodgers just being better off without the Mike McCarthy kind of shackles there. And one thing about Matt LaFleur is he's also going to be dedicated to the run, provide balance. The Redskins were that top running team in 2012 for the Falcons a couple years ago with Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman. They're all about the run there. And we know Derrick Henry took over and smashed for the Titans here down the stretch, almost ran them into the playoffs when not much else was working offensively and they had a lot of injuries and question marks there. Derrick Henry emerged as a back, and no one was able to do that before, just trust Derrick Henry and get the big yard. So that's good news, I think, for Aaron Jones. If he can come back healthier, Jamal Williams looked pretty good, and Jones instead. This is a very good offensive line. I think it's a better offensive line than Matt LaFleur had in Tennessee. And they had Taylor Lewan. Jack Conklin didn't have the greatest season, but Lewan was anchoring it. David Bakhtiari, I think, had a better year at left tackle than Lewan. So good offensive line. Obviously a good baseline of skill players. Devonta Adams is pretty much an elite version of Corey Davis. So the skill players are there. He knows what to do with limited guys. He can work the running backs in well. He's not going to forget about the run. knows the importance of balance to having some big games at quarterback. So don't be too worried about what happened in Tennessee. I think this is great news for Aaron Rodgers. I didn't necessarily want a defensive-minded head coach that's going to be totally hands-off with Rodgers. Somebody who's going to work, concept, tailor their offense and schemes around what Aaron Rodgers can do. So Aaron Rodgers did disappoint in many ways as a QB1, that surefire guy that you expect, taking him first among the quarterbacks and kind of more finishing in the middle of the pack of QB1s. But I think this hire really makes you feel good about Aaron Rodgers rebounding there in 2019. So we'll have to see what happens with the other coaching hires. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks in the balance there, Josh Rosen and Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, three rookies that had good seasons here, especially are the ones we're going to monitor most. The Dolphins could definitely have a quarterback change moving on from Ryan Tannehill. Ditto for the Broncos there. And Case Keenum after his disappointing season. So we'll have to see if those teams dive into the draft, get into that mix. The Bengals, that's the only team really that probably is going to be status quo with what we know. A lot of more of Andy Dalton here. They'll probably have to start looking at a successor as he gets older, coming off an injury. A.J. Green getting a little older. But, you know, A.J. Green, Tyler Boyd, Andy Dalton, whoever they can work in at tight end, that's a little bit of a mystery. But you look at that team, that's probably the safest baseline in terms of what you see or what you have seen is what you get going forward. But really excited about the Packers going offensive-minded for their head coach there with Aaron Rodgers, trying to get the best of Rodgers end a career here. And Rodgers has said he's going to play for a while. So you could see 5, 6, 7 years a la Tom Brady and Drew Brees. So there's some time there for Matt Flohr, a very young coach, to develop with Rodgers and really deliver here. Before we get into looking at the betting lines, over-unders, how you want to break down the fantasy in relation to that for these AFC playoff games, I got to tell you first that the podcast is brought to you by MyBookie. You really can't have a better NFL playoff wagering experience than with MyBookie. Don't be that guy or gal with no rooting interest and watch other people be heavily more involved in the playoff games all the way through Super Bowl 53. Get in the game and take advantage of the most wonderful time of the year. Make sure you're ready for the daily action by signing up at MyBookie today. At MyBookie, they pay fast when you win. And there at MyBookie, they really care about taking care of the customer right. And they're going to offer you the craziest props in the business as well as some of the best player perks in the business. And I've always said on the show, where you bet is just as important as what team you're betting on. And if you want to make it happen here during the playoffs before it's too late here, you got to go to MyBookie. I trust them. They're solid. And you got to check them out for yourself to really know what the MyBookie experience is like. And join now, and MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a nice little bankroll here for the playoffs as you dive right in. Use the promo code LOCKEDON25 to activate that offer as you deposit. That's the promo code LOCKEDON25. Get into MyBookie. At MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. We'll be right back here with a look at the first of two AFC matchups. Okay, we have a Saturday game. The Colts are back into the same time slot they were last week. This time they'll play on the road at Kansas City versus Houston. They knocked off the Texans in impressive fashion here. The Colts are 5-point underdogs here. It's a 57 over-under. By far the biggest point total of the weekend. Not a surprise. These two teams went over 40 in a wild shootout. The Chiefs had the big lead 5 years ago in Indianapolis before Andrew Luck led the big comeback there. That was with Alex Smith. Now it's Patrick Mahomes, we know. He's the man of 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. Andrew Luck had a special season as well. The numbers weren't as gaudy for Andrew Luck, but the Colts were dedicated to the running game in a lot of games. They were able to win with defense in a lot of games. So Andrew Luck didn't put up the numbers, but we know he's capable of doing the same level of success that we've seen in Patrick Mahomes. I actually had both of these guys on one team. It was a little frustrating because I rolled Mahomes and I had a lot of success. But you had Andrew Luck pretty much on the bench a lot in matchups, but I think both these guys are going to be locked in as QB1s here in 2019. Now, how do we look at this game? We'll look at the Chiefs side of things. The Colts are pretty good at stopping certain things, but it's a tough matchup overall. The speed of Tyreek Hill, well-rested, Travis Kelce, two matchups that are hard to navigate at the same time. The Colts' winning streak has really been against teams here that have limited options. And the bend don't break defense is a little bit easier when they have one guy to focus on, a la DeAndre Hopkins. Last week, a little bit of Kiki Kuti burned them. You saw that. So when there's multiple options like this, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Chris Conley and a little Damien Williams out of the backfield, the other tight ends, it's going to be a little tougher for the Colts. So expect Patrick Mahomes to be in a smash spot here at home. Now, you're going to have to think about how much you want to invest in playing Mahomes, but Travis Kelce, the Colts have been pretty decent at containing the tight end. I wouldn't say shutting down. You've got Malik Hooker and others that have played that position pretty well, but you have to see, is this more of a Hill game? Is this more of a Travis Kelce type game? And if you look at the Colts and their profile here, I would say it's more of a Tyreek Hill type game, because overall, this Colts secondary has played pretty well, but Kenny Moore has been doing a fantastic job working the slot and all that, but they'll move Hill around, and Kelsey's going to draw that attention in the middle of the field, and they can contain him a little bit in that zone, but Hill's the guy that can take the top off and make those big plays that we didn't see the Texans execute last week. So that's where I would lean toward more with Hill. Kelce is still a very playable option, of course, this week. I mean, the question is how much you want to go there, because you have Zach Ertz as your other really tight end. It really drops off from there. Some people might gamble on Hunter Henry. Some people on this other side could gamble a little bit less of a gamble on Eric Ebron and the scoring potential there. Now, on the Colts side of things, T.Y. Hilton, Kendall Fuller is probably the Chiefs' best corner there, typically works a slot. So this could be another good, sneaky good game for Dontrell Inman. Ebron, this Chiefs team has really struggled to cover the tight end as well. So Ebron and Inman both found the end zone last week. So we know Andrew Luck is smart enough to navigate that and go to those guys. Now, you look at Marlon Mack, they should be able to control the ball here. If you're looking at which back I would go with, Marlon Mack or on the other side, Damien Williams, I think it's Mack just because I trust the volume a little bit more. Naeem Hines didn't touch the ball there against the Texans. You only had Jordan Wilkins carry the ball three times, not involved in the passing game. In fact, it was Mack who caught passes. So in terms of volume, Mack is the guaranteed better volume here. Damien Williams, the Chiefs do like to go with one back, but they could also spread things around, throw it a little bit more here against the Colts. As the Colts are pretty stout against the run when you have Darius Leonard and Anthony Walker cleaning up on the second level. They have good concepts there to stop the run. So if I'm going to go with the back, it's going to be Mack because it makes a lot of sense. They want to have him touch the ball. It's the Chiefs' weakness on defense. It's a way to play a little ball control in this one, sustain some long drives, keep the Chiefs' offense off the field. So Mack been red hot since that Titans game, ran through the Texans. This offensive line playing really well, can push around the Chiefs' defensive line a little bit. So Mack has the most appeal, I'd say. Hilton, I maybe pivot off of if I had a choice, and then go towards more what looking at the complementary receivers, Inman and Ebron. And I don't know where you dig deeper than that, because you don't know if it's Zach Pascal or Chester Rogers or another tight end getting involved. Hilton, again, I just think they can contain him because of where he plays. And he was slowed down a little bit by that ankle injury. I know he made a few big plays early against the Texans, but they kind of eased on him a little bit in the second half and then force him to explode a little bit more. So Kansas City, just a tougher place to play in terms of the elements and getting the ball downfield and NRG Stadium and having the perfect conditions there for that game. Now, how do I see this game going down? Will the Chiefs handle business here? Well, this one is hard to look at how the Chiefs can pull away here, because the Colts are going to be right over this game. And I just see this team hanging in there and scoring quite a bit. I don't see this disappointing in any way in terms of the points. It's just impossible to see that happening because Andrew Luck, the red zone finish and third down play of this team is very good. The pick that we have right now, we have one pick is Chiefs 35-24, mine's 38-34. So I do like the Colts to cover in this game, stay in this game throughout. It's definitely an easy over game for me over this 57 as well. So I do see the Chiefs winning. I just think they have a lot of firepower here that can't be denied. And I think the Colts will do their best to stay in this game, but I also don't think the Colts can't stop them all that much in this one. And we've seen some games with the Colts on the road. If you go back to their loss early in the season against the Jets and this elements, they're not the same type of team away from Indianapolis, especially in an outdoor venue. So I do like the Chiefs in this one. I do like the Colts, however, to cover 5. I think is a little too big given the Colts offense and how it can move the ball on the Chiefs defense. And now, a reminder here, there's easy way to play Locked On Fantasy Football. It's a show that you can listen to anywhere. And if you've got a smart speaker as a gift this holiday season, you can tell it to say, play podcasts Locked On Fantasy Football. That's easy to do, and you can start listening to the show immediately, get your insights for the games and the players you want to play and what we're looking at DFS. It's very simpler to do that. And we want you to listen anywhere you can. So if you're at home in the comfort, you've got your smart speaker, or you're in the car and you want to listen a little bit to what's coming up here in the weekend, reality and fantasy-wise, NFL and fantasy, we've got you covered here on the Locked On Network. And we're just happy you're listening, and Happy New Year, and hope that you're enjoying the great content across the network, whether you're listening to one of the NFL shows, NFL Draft, Draft Dudes, all the team-specific shows, fantasy basketball, NBA, NBA teams, college, whatever. We've got you covered, and we can help you listen anywhere. Remember, all you have to say is play podcast Locked On Fantasy Football to hear the show. And we appreciate any way that you listen. Be right back here to break down the other AFC game of the week, Sunday's matchup between the Chargers and the Patriots. So we have an intriguing matchup here on Sunday as well. Another non-rematch from the regular season. The Chargers are 4-point underdogs at the Patriots. It's a 45.5 over under. That's the lowest of the week. So almost a 12-point difference, 11.5-point difference in scoring, what we expect there in Colts Chiefs versus the Chargers Patriots. And now look at the Chargers. Hunter Henry, he's the big question mark. How much is he going to get involved here? The Patriots have been vulnerable against a tight end. We have to figure out who's going to be locked on to Mike Williams or Keenan Allen. So we'll start with that, the Chargers, how things break down. I think Antonio Gates and Henry will probably split the key snaps here. Virgil Green did have that big lost fumble there. He struggled with ball security. So I think Virgil Green is out of this mix at tight end. So I think you'll see still plenty of Gates here. Henry's probably going to be eased into action, 15 to 20 snaps, but they're probably going to be key snaps in the receiving game. So that he could do immediate damage here, activated from PUP from the torn ACL he had long ago in the offseason. He's going to have a chance here to do some damage. So the Patriots have struggled. Patrick Chung has slowed down a little bit, covering tight ends. We know that the Colts, Eric Ebron, had a big game against them early in the season. So pretty vulnerable there for sure. So Henry, they'll get involved, especially with Stephon Gilmore potentially being on Mike Williams on the outside. They probably want to work on Mike Williams a little bit more. Keenan Allen's a little bit harder to take out of the game because he can work the slot here. And the Patriots do have some trust in their slot receivers, but Allen is just hard to get off his mark and shut down. So Williams a little bit easier. He's a young player still in his second year. We've seen him be hit or miss, boom or bust in a lot of games this year. And Stephon Gilmore is going to be a pretty good challenge for Williams, definitely. And they could mix it up and have him on Tyrell Williams. But the bottom line is the Patriots do not want to be beat for big plays. They're okay with the bend, don't break, sustain long drives there for Phillip Rivers. Hope they can get a good pass rush, get a third down stop, or get a turnover against Phillip Rivers and kind of save the day that way. So look at the Chargers running game here. The Patriots probably will focus on taking out Melvin Gordon here. Again, part of that will be the trust that they can win up front against the Chargers offensive line. It's not the strongest or biggest in the NFL. And sometimes Gordon needs volume to get it done, and we know he's a little limited with that knee injury. So I think Austin Eckler could create some problems, but I wouldn't be thrilled about Gordon in this one. I think they're going to force Phillip Rivers again to throw often and sustain long drives by taking away the big play element and the run. So he's going to have to be patient, throw underneath, a lot of Keenan Allen, a lot of use of the tight ends, much like last week, and the results weren't that pretty. So I still like Rivers to rebound here overall. I think he's too good. I think the Patriots defense has too many holes in the passing game where Rivers is not going to have a good game. So I think Rivers is going to have a good one here and stand it. I actually like the Chargers to win the game straight up. I think they're a solid all-around team. And the Patriots offense, I think it's all going to be about the running game here. Sonny Michel and James White. The Patriots know they're shorthanded in the passing game. Josh Gordon's not there. Rob Gronkowski slowed down. Julian Edelman typically is in a good spot to produce, but the Chargers are deep at secondary with Desmond King there. He can work the slot, slow things down on the inside. They have multiple defensive backs. They got safety in Derwin James that can take away Gronk and the inside stuff. They can put Casey Hayward pretty much in Chris Hogan on the outside, or could even move Hayward a little bit to follow Edelman at times. So they're going to feel very confident about that, but the Patriots should feel confident that they can run on the Chargers, and that's what you're going to see the concept there. You're going to have a lot of Sonny Michel use this offensive line, maybe grind it a little bit. The Patriots flip the script a little bit, protect their defense, trying to keep Phillip Rivers off the field a little bit. So Sonny Michel I really like this week. That's the weakness of the Chargers, and we'll see Brandon Mebane with that tough personal issue if he's going to be back in the lineup. They did get some better play from their run defense, obviously, last week against Baltimore, but the Patriots are a little bit more of a threat in the passing game, we know, with Tom Brady. So Chargers are going to have to worry about that. That's going to open some things in the running game there. So Edelman, if you need to go with him, you got to, just because the volume alone. I don't see Hogan doing too much again. Gronk being slowed down by James and others. No real vertical guy. You're not going to suddenly reach for Philip Dorsett. He's not going to just break free against a pretty good Chargers secondary. And you have the pass rush here where Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram are going to hurt throwing the ball downfield. So it's going to be a lot of running, short passing. So James White, Julian Edelman type situation for the Patriots. And 45, I think this game will go over. It's 45.5, actually. It'll go over, I'm pretty sure, on this one. And I do like the Chargers here to win this game outright. So money line there with the Chargers to win. I did pick them for Sporting News as the Super Bowl 53 representative from the AFC. So I'm going to stick with that. I mean, at some point they had to beat the Patriots to get to this point. I thought the Patriots would be a little bit better. I thought the Chargers could be a little bit worse. It turns out the Chargers are actually better now with Henry healthy there and can be a big factor in this game, even limited snaps. So I think I would roll the dice on Henry. If you're going to go bargain basement and you're going away from Ertz and Kelsey, and you don't want to take that boomer bust chance with Ebron, Hunter Henry, I think, would be worth it. You can get him dirt cheap. And he doesn't need too many snaps. He's an athletic receiver that could produce here in this game. And the Patriots side of thing, I'm going to avoid Gronk and Hogan. Look more to Edelman and White and Michelle is where I'm going. And Tom Brady, again, Tom Brady has been disappointing in terms of fantasy, in terms of the multiple TD, 300 yards. That's not what you're going to get necessarily from him. If you're going to get that gunslinger, it's going to be Rivers in this particular game. And I like the Chargers to win. Close one, but that doesn't matter. I think it's going to be close in favor of the Chargers, and the Patriots do not cover that -4. So there you have it. There's a look at AFC matchups here for the divisional playoffs in the 2018-19 season here, breaking it down from the betting perspective, the overall fantasy and matchups. And Again, Thursday, we'll look more specifically at the DraftKings prices, how they're set, look at the field as a whole, look at specific showdown slates as well, how you want to break things down. But this gives you a general idea to get started there. We'll come back tomorrow with an in-depth look at the NFC matchups there, the Cowboys and the Rams on Saturday at 8:15 and the Eagles and the Saints at 4:40. For Locked On Fantasy Football for Tuesday, this has been Vinny Iyer. We'll see you next time for that NFC Divisional Playoff Breakdown.